This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks is seeking information on a bull moose that was shot and killed illegally along Middle Cottonwood Trail on the west side of the Bridger Range, just north of Bozeman. FWP game wardens received a report on January 28th of the dead moose about 2 miles up the trail. FWP staff found the moose carcass intact, though its antlers had shed naturally. The moose was killed with a single fatal bullet wound. FWP spokesman Morgan Jacobson said the incident took place outside the legal hunting season for moose in the area, September 6th to November 30th of last year, and hunting season doesn't open until September 5th of this year. That means the moose was shot illegally or poached and left to waste. Both actions are offenses in Montana code. Jacobson said, "We know that the moose was killed from a gunshot wound. We don't know if it's necessarily a poaching case or if it was done in self-defense." However, he said, even if the killing took place in self-defense, it would still need to be reported. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to report online at tipmont.mt.gov to provide details. FWP said tipsters may be eligible for a reward of up to $1,000. Helena High Schools have received a robotics donation. The Helena Education Foundation, in partnership with the Boeing Company, unveiled a new robotics initiative for Helena High Schools. The event highlighted Boeing's $100,000 investment in STEM, career and technical education, and workforce readiness for Helena Public Schools. Boeing has a plant in Helena. Building on earlier Lego kits for K-8 students, the new robotics equipment creates hands-on learning that grows with students and supports educators through professional development. Students and teachers at the announcement saw the technology in action and learned how Boeing, Helena Education Foundation, and Helena Public Schools also are collaborating to form a Helena Crosstown Robotics Coalition. From Vietnamese pho to Greek halloumi flatbread to French crepes, there will be something for everyone at Montana State University's annual International Food Bazaar on Wednesday, February 18th. The event will be held in MSU's Miller Dining Commons and Rendezvous Dining Pavilion from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's open to the public and requires paid admission to the dining halls. Adult admission is $17 for entry into one dining hall or $25 for both dining halls. Admission for children aged 5 to 13 is $15. Children up to age 4 are free. Students with residential meal plans can access the bazaar by swiping their CAT card as they would for a standard meal. Culinary staples from more than 25 countries will be represented at the bazaar. MSU Culinary Services will prepare food for the event, which is hosted with the support of the MSU Office of International Programs to celebrate the university's diverse student body. Miller Dining Commons will feature cuisine from Thailand, Malaysia, Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia, Argentina, Turkey, Greece, Brazil, Iran, India, and Pakistan. Rendezvous Dining Pavilion will feature dishes from Germany, Nepal, Ethiopia, Italy, China, Tanzania, Ghana, Nigeria, Uganda, Morocco, France, Sri Lanka, and South Korea. That's the Montana State University annual International Food Bazaar, Wednesday, February 18th, in MSU's Miller Dining Commons and Rendezvous Dining Pavilion, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.